Page 60. Exercise 5. Listening. On the other side of the world. Part A. Listen to Katie talk to her grandfather about an upcoming trip. Check the three concerns her grandfather has about the trip.
Katie, I can't believe you're leaving for Japan next week. You're going so far away.
Oh, Grandpa, you don't need to worry. I'll be fine.
Well, you're a young girl going by yourself to the other side of the world. When I was your age, we used to take the train to another city or state, but that was it. Not a lot of people flew internationally.
Yeah, but flying to other countries is really common now, Grandpa. And these days, lots of people work and live overseas.
Yes, but you don't know anyone. When I moved to Chicago at your age, it took me months to make friends.
Well, big international cities like Tokyo have people from all over the world. I've already gone online and found two groups of people from the U.S. who meet up at different places in the city. It will be easy for me to make friends.
Okay, but promise me that we'll talk often. We'll want to know how you are. Your grandma and I can coordinate times that work for you.
I promise.
I love that we can see you with video calls and that they're free. I remember even calling someone in another part of the country used to be expensive. Now, we can talk to you and see your face on the other side of the world for nothing.
I know, it's great. You know, Grandpa, flying isn't as expensive either nowadays. You and Grandma could come visit me in Tokyo. I'm going to be there for 6 months.
Your grandma does love Japanese food, and I would love for you to be our tour guide. I'll look at tickets.
Great idea. We could plan everything over our video calls. It would be great to see you on the other side of the world.